You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
I want to just keep playing the music. I'm enjoying this music you picked out, Scott. He's just giggling now. Cheryl Fritz back with you, and Scott Eckersley, my brilliant producer, who's helping me through here. This is one of my favorite stories. When I got a hold of these folks, I was so happy. With me on the phone now is Al White, one of the owners of Cops and Donuts, a marvelous bakery in Clare, Michigan, downtown Clare, Michigan, and also a Clare Police Department officer. Hey, Al, how are you this evening?
I'm doing great, Cheryl.
I love the story of I found out about this through some friends who had been there, and I couldn't believe it. So I actually came up about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, to see for myself, and I absolutely loved it. Tell us a little bit about Cops and Donuts, why those two names are on the awning out in front, and how this came to be.
Well, it came to be over a bunch of cops sitting around eating pizza for lunch.
Not donuts.
So that's dessert.
Okay.
We're having lunch, and we heard that our local bakery, our local donut shop, was going to close. And if that didn't panic us enough, what really got to us is this is a very historic building. It was built in 1896 as a bakery and was in continuous operation as a bakery. And when you lose a foundation business like that, bad things can happen. And so I got right up and called the owner to find out if the rumor was true. And he said, we don't want to do it anymore. Nobody wants to buy the business, so we're gonna close down in just a couple of weeks. And I went back and I talked to the guys, and I said, what if we buy it? And they all kind of looked at me and, what do you mean? I said, all of us officers, every officer in the department. And they looked at me and thought I was absolutely crazy. And but we thought maybe we could capitalize on a stereotype of cops and donuts. So we got right to work. We wrote out a business plan on the back of one of the pizza boxes and approached the owner, and he was really excited about it. He said, I hate to see the bakery close. I don't want it to close, and I'll work with you. We'll make it work. And but we only had a couple of weeks, and in a couple of weeks we had hired a general manager. We had a website up. We were on Facebook, and we had our first two T-shirt ideas out and some coffee mugs, and open for business.
I just love this story. How many police officers? Now, am I correct that they're all active duty police officers? You're all on duty?
Yes, all of us still work full-time at the police department. There's nine full-time people total. That's the chief, the administrative assistant, and seven officers. And that's it. We're a small department, and each of us is an equal owner. And we were trying to decide what to call it, and the original name was going to be Cop Shop Donuts. And one of the officers has a little boy, and he said, why don't you call it Cops and Donuts, like cops and robbers?
There you go. I love that. When I was in there attached to, besides donuts and bakery goods, there's some amazing coffee, I do have to tell you, and there's some amazing soups going on there, too.
We have great products. We're really excited about our coffee. We came up with our own coffee brand, and it's put together by Paramount Coffee, Lansing.
Very
company
good.
There.
Very good.
And they brought us up several different blends, and we decided what we wanted. And we have a morning shift, which is a regular roast, and then we have a dark roast we call midnight shift, and then we have an off-duty decaf.
I have to tell you, I did enjoy the T-shirts and so forth, and mugs and the other side. It kind of goes along with our first guest this evening was a Lansing attorney who wrote the OWI handbook for the state of Michigan. I happen to have brought home the coffee mate that said DWI. You want to tell him what that stands for, Al?
It stands for Donuts Were Involved.
There you go. You have to love this humor. I get a real kick out of it. What are some of the other slogans on the T-shirts that you have there?
Well, we've got handcuffs and cream puffs. we frisk our fritters.
Yes.
We have cereal killer, spelled with a C, and that's a donut falling into a bowl of cereal.
That's right.
We have spread 'em, which is a cartoon character of a bagel up against a wall with cream cheese being spread on it.
I hope people are getting why I enjoyed this place so much at this point in time. I mean, you just can't help it. Do you have a couple more?
Yeah, we've got workout shirts. They read Cops and Donuts Gym. And barbells are made, the weights are donuts, and then the caption is, "We want to plump you up."
I'm telling you, to the listeners, this place is a destination location. Another thing that was fascinating to me, because I was on the website checking things out, is the history of the building and the history of some of the inhabitants in the building. You want to tell us a little bit about the Purple Gang and their relationship?
Yeah, the Purple Gang was real big during the in the 20s and 30s. The Purple Gang used to come up to Clare, and they actually had a place up here. And there's quite a history involving Clare and the Doherty Hotel and the Purple Gang, and the bakeries, you know, would be one of the businesses that they frequented. And we even, our bathroom in the bakery is designed to look like a jail cell, along with a little bunk and everything. And in there we have Purple Gang pictures, memorabilia, and that kind of stuff.
I did spend a little more time in there. There were people who were with me were probably wondering what was wrong, if I was okay, because I was looking at pictures and the bunk, I can attest to the bunk is in there. It's every inch of the place is interesting. And there was a ladder in a corner that one of the officers was telling me about.
Yeah, there's like an escape chute from the upstairs all the way down to the basement, where you can actually go down through the wall and come out. And we don't know exactly what it's for, but we like to think it was a Purple Gang escape route.
Well, oh, so he may have been telling me stories. The officer I spoke with was telling me, because he could tell I was a willing audience for him, that when there might be a raid at the time, because it was it a speakeasy at one point, too, or they were running alcohol during the Prohibition from there. Is that true?
Yeah, the Purple Gang ran bootleg alcohol. We're not exactly sure what it was used for, but we like to assume.
And they would use some of these escape routes to you know, look like they were running out the back. The police would be in the back waiting for them, and then they'd be climbing upstairs and playing cards while they outwaited the police.
Sure.
I mean, these are some absolutely great stories involved. Do you think it was a good business plan, or are you glad you went ahead with this in terms of the economic return?
Well, we couldn't be happier. The business has been great. None of us have taken anything out of the business. We put everything back in.
Wow.
We do a lot of charitable things. Clare schools are in area schools, so we give a lot. We just bought a new drum for the marching band. We sponsor a Little League team. We sponsor a soccer team. We're all about community involvement. It's been very good for us as a department, and very good for the community. And the community sees us in a little bit different light.
That was my very next question, Al. I was going to say, has this kind of put a different light on your relationship with the community and the perception of police officers?
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, we have people come to the bakery. I've actually had people call the bakery, you know, looking for a cop, looking for help, because the bakery has longer hours than the police department.
Oh, my God. Well, when I was there, there's a big round table, and there are various officers sitting there between shifts chatting it up with folks, and it's an amazing place. I've never been any place quite like that I enjoyed on so many different levels.
Yeah, we want people to have fun. We want people to come in and have a neat experience. You know, we come down when we're off duty, and we kind of hang out and meet people. And, you know, the community gets to know us, the travelers get to know us.
I learned a bit of wisdom while I was sitting there. One of the officers at the table was in a conversation, and I overheard him say, "Well, son, the grass is always maybe greener on the other side, but it still needs to be mowed." Where can you get that kind of thing? Al White of Cops and Donuts in Clare, Michigan, I can't thank you enough for coming on with me. Continued success to you and your fellow officers in the endeavor, and great pleasure to talk with you this evening. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks. It's been fun.
Thanks so much. We're going to take another break now. We'll be back in just a little bit with my morning partner, Tony Conley, is going to join us, kind of take a look at what he's looking at for the morning, and kind of wrap up what we've done here today. We'll be back in just a bit on more Fritz and Friends at 1320 WILS.